All right. Now we're ready to say praise the Lord.
Amen.
We do have a small number here. We have a greater number on Zoom, and that kind of fits into what I thought. Because I believe that I have been spoiled to Zoom. And getting in the traffic to come to a meeting is not as enticing as it once was. And I think about the people I was listening to on the radio saying, back to normal. I'm not going to get back to normal. I'm going to get forward to normal, ahead to normal, because we've got a new world that we're living in. And as we do this together, we will find out more than ever the importance of the solid rock that our faith is founded on. We will find out more than ever that the trustworthiness that we have for each other is an important part of the world ahead. I'm going to ask Gene Carr to come up and ask God's blessing on the meeting before I share some scripture with you. Come on up, Gene. Welcome, Gene Carr.
I thank God that we can begin to meet in person. Fellas, I know Zoom has its place. But when you're in person, you can see the expression on people's faces, etc. There's so much more communication than just words. I relish that we can now begin to meet again, and I want to encourage you to come here. I'm not supposed to be pushing that, but to me, it's terribly important. I love getting together with a group of men or men and women who love God. And anyway, Father first, why you would have your son sacrificed for such as us, we screw up. We know you're there. Most of us have come to you and your spirit has come into our lives. And yet we continue to screw up and you continue to forgive us. Father, we ask you that you would find some way to use us each and every day to further your kingdom. I'm sure the guys listening agree with me on that. We thank you for the food that we're going to eat, and we especially thank you for the food from the Word of God our speaker is going to bring to us. Say these things in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right. Thank you, Gene. I'm going to attempt to put this mic in a stand here. Will that work, Hans? Okay, good. You know, the idea that the world has changed has not sunk in with everybody. They're still frustrated because they can't understand what's going on. Well, you got to change. I got a note across my Wall Street feed this morning. It says, much of where the economy goes from here depends on how much the nation gets back to feeling normal. A significant number of folks are saying they do not feel their life is back to normal. According to Gallup, 34% of folks say they are not there yet. I understand that. In fact, I'm surprised that it's only 34% of the folks saying that. I believe the other 66% probably has accepted what I talked about earlier here, where the world has changed. So we've got to figure out how we change to be part of things going forward. I met with Sean McNeely yesterday. I've got my real estate license with Virtual Property, and so does Sean. And Sean's got a team he needs help with, and he had an idea we talked about last week, and it didn't quite feel right to me. But when we met and we talked about the way I can help him with his team, he's got over 30 people on that team, and he was wanting to divide it up. He take part of it, and I take part. And I'm not about dividing up. I said, what I really want to do, Sean, is make sure that nobody falls short on what we have to offer. Because you have an IT background, which Sean does. So he is really up on the technology. I'm not. In fact, it was a long time ago that I had a dream about being in the woods and a bear, a brown bear coming out. and going up a trail, and the bear with its right paw slapped at what I thought was a leaf floating down. And it kept slapping at it. As I got closer, I realized that was not a leaf. It was a butterfly. And we went on up to the bear, continued up a meandering trail in the woods. And as we got to higher elevations, it started to snow. And I continued up, and around one of the bends, the snow was pretty heavy. And I went around that bend, and there was the bear on the left, laying there covered in snow. And I thought, man, I bet that bear is dead. I'm going to brush that snow off. And then I thought, wait a minute, he might bite me if he's not dead. And I woke up. Sergio Ayala, I worked with commercial real estate. I, in my quiet time that morning, I realized that butterfly was technology. And I couldn't catch, I being the bear in that dream, could not catch up with the technology. So I went in that day and told Sergio my dream, and that I believed that butterfly was technology, and I don't need to be trying to understand that technology. I want to work with him because he understands it. Well, it turns out that Sergio's gone. He left the company. But now here's Sean McNeely. And Sean is a God-fearing man far more than Sergio was. So I look at what God's doing and say, yes, I'm in. Count me in, God. I'll do my best to do what I can to influence others along the way. But it's going to open up opportunities. Sean and I left that meeting yesterday excited. Because what is ahead? Because we really believe, like it says in Ephesians 3:20, that God's goodness is more than our mind can comprehend. And we've got to move forward to do it. And as we do that, I was thinking about the fact that we have to be receptive to something different. New opportunity, different lives than we've had before. We need to believe we can be a positive force on other people. And not just giving out a positive force. We need to receive, be prepared to receive from other people positive things. Because God uses people. And as that happens, we find an interaction that is supernatural. It's not the regular stuff you find in the world, of them teaching you to look at your goals every morning and then the last thing at night in order to have those goals embedded in your mind. It's not the 1, 2, 3, 4, as Hines has often mentioned, that we hear from the pulpit. These steps, 1, 2, 3, and 4, get you there. Well, that may or may not be so. There's more to it than that. In fact, as I read in the Old Testament this morning, I want to share something with you. 2 Samuel 23, verse 2, it says, the Spirit of the Lord. Now, this was really powerful as I read it. It says, the Spirit of the Lord spoke through me. His word was on my tongue. When one rules over people in righteousness, when he rules in the fear of God, he is like the light of morning at sunrise, on a cloudless morning, like the brightness after rain that brings grass from the earth. You get the feel of refreshing when I read that scripture. God is refreshing. Even though we've been in a downtime through this COVID thing, I was thinking about Terry Mercer, one of the brokers, the other day was on a Zoom meeting, and he showed his picture. And he was clean shaven. Then when it showed him, he had a full beard. He said, I don't know where that picture's from. Well, you know what? I picked up another BC term. That was before COVID. COVID changed a lot of us. And some of it negative and some of it positive. The negative to me is around the waist. We found that being sedative. Of course, I had other things. I had health issues I was dealing with. But as we understand that those things are in the past, and I don't want to go back there, even though I recognize because of some of the things I've gone through that I'm older, and Hines doesn't like that word. He likes to say advanced in years. But as we think about the idea that as we mature, we have so much wisdom to pass on to other people. And it's through relationships that we're able to do that. On down in the second book of Samuel, in 23, he gives an example here. And this was where the Israelites were fighting the Philistines. And there was a guy named Shammah. It says, but Shammah took his stand in the middle of the field. He defended it and struck the Philistines down, and the Lord brought about a great victory. Now, with Shammah taking this stand, it was the opposite of what the other Israelites were doing. They were fleeing. But Shammah says, man, I know what's mine, and I'm going to stand here and defend it. And as he did that, the Lord brought a great victory. And I'm telling you, for each one of you and me, that thing that we know is ours, we need to stand firmly on it and believe God is going to bless it. We need to be on the move, not sitting still and saying, well, we're done. We had to go through this dilemma, pandemic. No, that was just part of what we got on redirection. And there are other things coming that's going to pleasantly surprise us. There are things that are coming that are going to really get us down. You know, Jesus told us that. In this world, you'll have trouble, he said. But he also said, there will be no temptation that you will face that I haven't faced. So he reminds us to beware of those temptations. And I found in my life that I am aware of them early enough to make an adjustment and not put myself in that position. Sometimes it's through a relationship that I have to end because I can see that that person has different goals. What's important to him may be the money. What's important to him may be so far different than what's important to me that I don't want to work with him. God will show us which of those people that we can have the right influence on. We'll have peace with that. But if we get to a point and decide that, no, this is all I can do, it's time to move on. It's time to let somebody else take that on. In closing, I'll tell you this. We need to choose the right path going forward that allows us to be unapologetically in his service while our bright light shows to a dim world. Praise the Lord that we're able to do that. Thank you.
Hey, Larry, could you ask them a quick question and see if they can hear you okay?
Yeah, can everybody on Zoom hear me okay? If you'll signal to Hines, raise your hand if you can hear me okay. Good. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Here I am on camera. I'm not watching the computer. I don't have the big sheet up today like I did the first two meetings we had live, and that has cut down on the inappropriate language, and I won't use the other word, but sometimes when I get a little bit frustrated, a little bit of the old self creeps in. I don't know. You probably haven't had that. No, I know, but those of you who... Pardon? New creature. Yeah, I'm a new creature too, but sometimes a new creature does old creature stuff, but which doesn't change who we are, by the way. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. This is the Norcross Fellowship Luncheon Zoom meeting and live, Zoom and live, and we've got a speaker today for the first time in a long time. The purpose of this luncheon has always been to provide a platform for a businessman to share his faith and how that works in the marketplace. We try to remain denominationally inclusive and politically neutral and just keep the focus on Jesus and how he's impacted the life of a businessman. And we recommend no teaching, preaching, or selling unless you need real estate or satellite equipment, then that's allowed. So this it's a real blessing to be here. For those of you on the Zoom, we have, of course, Larry Schrader, Diane Preston Riley, Richard Burgess, Gene Carr, and our speaker, Norm Johnson, and myself. And then on the Zoom, when I left the computer, we had Bob Anderson, Don Appling, Jack Beecher, Christopher Dreyer, Craig Cantrell, and Larry Okeson. So we've got a good good crew of people here. Again, as I mentioned, the computer is the only thing that shows the people from Zoom. So anyway, if you do want to share afterwards, if Larry has the mic, then I can, and he's got the opportunity, then we can click you in, and I can do that when I'm in front of the computer.